أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم طاسين تلك آيات القرآن وكتاب مبين هدى وبشرى للمؤمنين الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم يوقنون إن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة زينا لهم أعمالهم فهم يعمهون أولئك الذين لهم سوء العذاب وهم في الآخرة هم الأخسرون وإنك لتلقى القرآن من لدن حكيم عليم صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah An-Naml. This surah, like the previous surah, was also revealed in the Makki period, in the Meccan period of the Nubuwwat of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That means before the Hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. According to some commentators, the previous surah that we discussed, Surah Shu'ara, this surah, Surah An-Naml, and the surah that appears after the Surah Al-Qasas, these three surahs appear in order of recitation, and they say that in order of revelation also, they had come one after the other to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like in the previous surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the Qur'an Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks also very briefly here about the Qur'an Kareem. And like in the previous surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about aspects of the nubuwwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses some of these aspects. And then we found in the last surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about a number of anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Here in the surah dominantly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Dawood, and then Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, Bilqis, and we will also find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks very briefly of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and very very briefly Hazrat Lut and Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Taseen, Allah knows best its meaning. Tilka ayatul Qur'an wa kitabim mubin. That these are the ayat, these are the verses of the Qur'an and the manifest kitab. Hudan wa bushra lil mu'mineen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this Qur'an, and Allah says that the maqsad and the objective of this Qur'an was hidayat, a guidance. And again we have heard that despite the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will speak about the incidents of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam or the nations of the past, but that is for hidayat, that is for guidance. Allah will speak about various phenomena with regards to this universe, and again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals it so that we will be guided by it, realizing the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is also good tidings, this is also glad tidings for the mu'mineen, for those who have brought iman. Who are the people who have brought iman? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks very briefly here, like how he had spoken at the very beginning of the Qur'an Kareem in Surah Al-Baqarah. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. They are those who have established the salat. And in the establishment of salat, one is this, that they perform the salat with care, they are meticulous insofar as all the aspects of salat is concerned. Obviously, there is no salat without the fara'iz, then the wajibat, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our salat, and together with that, all the mustahabbat and the adab and etiquettes of salat, performing the wudu and every other aspect with regards to the conditions of salat, the times, etc. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. And together with that, they give out the zakat. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And they bring yaqeen. They are convinced and they have faith and they are convicted to the belief of the akhirat. So here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks with regards to the akhirat, and Allah brings and Allah uses the word yaqeen. That one is to have iman and the other is to have yaqeen. Iman is to believe, the opposite of which is kufr, in other words, disbelief. But insofar as yaqeen is concerned, the opposite of it is shak, that is doubt. So if a person does not have yaqeen in the akhirat, then obviously there is doubt with regards to his belief in the akhirah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Certainly, those who have not brought iman in the hereafter, زَيَّنَّا لَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَهُمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Then we have decorated, we have adorned for them their actions, فَهُمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Then they are wandering astray. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the adornment of actions for those who disbelieve, and this is in actual fact a reality, that when a person does not believe in the hereafter, his ill deeds, his wrong deeds seem to be good. Whatever disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he practices upon, that seems to be very good in his eyes. And as a matter of fact, even believers also, that we bring iman in Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala, but then we become disobedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat, sometimes those disobedient deeds, those acts of disobedience seems to be good to us. A person is involved in riba and interest in his business, and then he begins to say also that we cannot expand and we cannot progress if we do not get involved in interest. So that seems to be good for that person. It is adorned for that person. And that is when a person lacks tawbah and he does not turn towards Allah, he does not repent, then those actions become seemingly more and more adorned for that person, and it becomes more lucrative for that individual. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for those people is evil chastisement, evil azab. In other words, azab of every kind that will be a difficulty upon him. وَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ. And those in the hereafter will be the greatest of losers. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَتُلَقَّ الْقُرْآنَ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly you have received the Qur'an, مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ عَلِيمٍ, from that being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is all wise, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is all knowing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the wisdom, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the knowledge. So obviously the kitab, the Quran itself also will be filled with wisdom, and it will be filled with the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.